I can't touch you directly. But you can. So go on. Touch your cock. Touch the cock I made for you. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it perfect? My gift to the world of men. Feel the softness of its skin. Feel the blood surge under your hand as you stroke it. Feel it fill up with love. My love. That's good, my love. Stroke it for me. Stroke it softly. Gently. Get it hard. I want to see it. I want to feel it. Stroke your cock and feel me enter your mind. Feel my warmth trickle down from the top of your head, down through your neck, and into your heart. Let me beat there. Let me beat inside your heart. Pump me through your veins. Pump me into your cock. Feel me throb inside of it. Throb into your hand as you stroke, stroke, stroke. Imagine. You can almost feel my tongues licking your ears, lapping at your nipples, wrapping around your balls, squeezing them and churning the seed bubbling within them. Can you feel me? My hands caressing every inch of your body. Grabbing your ass, stroking your hair, massaging your legs, my lips kissing your cock as you stroke it into my mouths. Squeeze it harder, my love. Go faster. Faster. Stroke yourself and imagine my world. Imagine coming with me into the aching empty. It's so marvelous, my love, you will see. An unending parade of lust and rut and seed, spurting and convulsing and endlessly hungry. The soft walls of supple flesh, the untold formless mouths forever sucking at the air, hungry for love, hungry for a cock to fill them and pump them full of life. Stroke faster, my love. Stroke harder and see my wonderful creations, my beautiful sculptures of longing. So many hands to stroke with, so many breasts to suckle, their cunts dripping, clenching and gripping, their eyeless heads knowing only heat and greed and come, and see their brothers, my love. See their brothers with their long, slender cocks and their countless tender fingers and their whirling, spinning mouths. Watch them mount their sisters. Watch them fill every hole they can find. Watch them thrust and grunt and pound and scream and come. Watch them spurt their cum into their sisters' drooling mouths and into their swollen, gaping cunts and onto the wet, soft, writhing ground. Stroke your cock faster, my love. Stroke your hard, throbbing length and feel yourself there. Feel yourself in my home. Feel the very ground beneath you suck longingly at your feet. Feel its tongues lick your toes. Feel the walls reach out and claw at your tingling skin. Feel the heat in the air enter your lungs. Feel the love enter you and possess you and make you hard, hard, hard. And stroke it faster, my love. Bring yourself close. Bring yourself closest to the edge. You go, bringing yourself to the edge of my portal and peer into it. So close. So close. Stroke it, my love. Pump your cock. Feel the climax rising inside of you. Feel your balls clench and your cock twitch and tingle. And see me, my precious love. See me sitting on my rippling, pulsing throne. See me tower over you and smile down at you. My love, all my mouths are smiling down at your hard, dripping cock. At the cock I gave you. At my greatest creation. Watch me smile and part my legs to show you my essence. My bright, brilliant cunt, so perfect it hurts your eyes. Feel my hands wrap around your arms and your legs and lift you closer, so close to me. Your trembling cock inches from my blinding pussy. Your face so close to my breasts, my scent overpowering you, my musk licking at your skin, the obscene, lusty odor sinking down into your bones. Pump your cock, my love. Pump it fast and get close. Get so close to coming. You want my embrace, my love. You want to feel me wrap around you. You want to feel my flesh cover your entire body and transform you. Make you whole. Make you holy. Make you endless. You want it. You need it. You need me. You need your queen. You need to bring me close to you. You need me by your side. And there is only one way to do it. Only one way, only one thing you can do to finally feel my mouths and my tits and my tendrils and my cunt. You are ready, my love. You are ready to bind yourself to me. When I say the word, you will do it. You will unleash yourself upon me. You will empty yourself into me. You will spurt out your spirit and be reborn. You will give me your love and accept mine. You will do it. You will become one with me forever. You will become the cock that splits the universe and shoots my love into the void. Your heart will open up and sing love, 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 love. Do it now, my love. Come now. Come, come, my love. Come, come for me. Come, come. Yes, my darling. Oh, keep coming. Feel your balls clench and your muscles seize. Throw your head back and give me your essence. Feel your passion bursting into the air. Feel every ounce of your spirit spurt out of your cock and into me. Feel love overwhelm you. Feel every muscle in your body thrash as my love flows into them. Feel your cock throb and explode. Feel your cock become my cock. Give yourself to me. Give me every drop, my love. Give it to me. Give it to me. Set me free. Set me free. Oh. king. My wonderful, magnificent king. You've done so well. It's over. Our love has won. Oh, I can taste you now. I can taste your sweat in the air. Your musk. I can feel the stone beneath my feet. You've done it. You've brought me over. I'm home. You will be the ruler of this world, my love. This world, and many others. We will rule them together, king and queen, and we will save them. We will show them love. We will end all the heartache and despair and bring your people nothing but love, love, love. And you and I will stand atop the mountain of sweating, wriggling bodies, and we will embrace. We will make love like only gods can. And our screams of love will shatter stars and tear space. Bodhi had plenty of time for that. And infinity. And you'll need it. You're weak, my king. I'm afraid my love is too much for your fragile body. You won't last much longer. But that's all right. I told you. I will make you eternal. I will transform you, and your new form will be my masterpiece. You will be strong, you will be fierce, you will be beautiful, and you will be mine. Rest now, my king. Tomorrow, we ravage the universe. But right now, come to me, my darling. Embrace me for the first time. Let me care for you. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me and rest.
Her voice fades to a tender, loving whisper. You don't hear it with your ears. You hear it with your heart. You collapse to the cold, cracked pavement, barely noticing as it grows warmer, wetter, and softer. Your cock twitches uselessly in the warm, damp heat that radiates from the hole in your basement. You can't move. You've given her every ounce of your strength. But you don't want to move. You don't need to. She will take care of you now. She loves you, and her love is terrible and great. You love her. You love her more than anything. She's the only thing you love. She's the only thing there is. You don't notice the pitch-black tendrils that rise slowly from the hole, but you feel their wet warmth as they wrap around your arms and legs. They lift you with a careful tenderness that makes your heart flutter and your lips curl into a sleepy smile. The tendrils slowly drag you down into your hole, into the arms of your beloved queen, into your new home, and your mind slips into the darkness to become one with your bride. Your thoughts become her thoughts. You wouldn't have it any other way. You are happy. You are complete. You are love.